T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now is Jeffrey Goose. Is that right?
Yep, Goose.
Goose.
It says in the bio, Jeffrey, his nickname is Goose.
His nickname is Goose, and his last name is Goose. That works out well.
Is it possible if your last name is Goose for your nickname not to be Goose, right?
Right, it works out.
That's just the way it's going to be, right? How old are you?
I'm 16.
16 years old, and Jerry was interested in this. This is interesting to me as well. You live physically in the city, right?
I do, yeah.
Huh. See the Fenway lights from his home in the South End, and you go to BBN, Buckingham Brown and whatever it is.
Yeah, Buckingham Brown and Nichols.
Yeah,
and
that's it. Yeah. All three? Wow.
Who do you like the most of those three? I hated Buckingham. He's the worst. What a dink.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was pompous.
Cool. Yeah, Bradley's a good guy.
Nichols ain't bad.
So what's your story, Jeffrey? How'd you wind up at Dana-Farber?
Call him Goose.
Can I call you Goose?
Go right ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So my story was around Thanksgiving. I had like this really deep, persistent cough.
This is the past Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yep. Thanksgiving 17. Mm-hmm. And then went to go see my primary. It was maybe a sinus infection, could have been whooping cough, had all these tests, but kind of for this bacteria infection. Went on 2 or 3 antibiotics, that kind of thing. And then it wasn't until January that I went to go see a pulmonologist, who kind of agreed that, yep, it's bacteria, but, you know, just to be safe, we'll do a chest x-ray, look for, I don't know, pneumonia, something like that. But ended up seeing what was a tumor lodged kind of in this area, middle of my chest. Right. And then kind of right then and there, when you go from, oh, let's schedule the doctor's appointment after school because I have this period, it goes right away to, like, world ending, that everything goes aside, that walking over from kind of pulmonology to oncology, that then had surgery, 3 incisions on my middle of my back to get a piece of the tumor that was lodged, obviously, in the middle of my chest, but collapsed the lung to get it, and ended up being stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Jeez.
And what's your thought then when you get the diagnosis?
So it's like...
scary as hell.
Scary as hell. Your world is
spinning.
And the scary part is that like there's so many thoughts, there's so many what's going to happen that you kind of just go blur. That there's no thinking of what's going on and what's happening around me, that you're just kind of going through things. You go from one doctor to the next, and it's just kind of blur. You're confused. But then I land at Children's and the Jimmy Fund, and like right away, it's actually kind of funny, but right away it's, you have cancer, but
you're in the right place.
Next week we're going on the Red Sox spring training trip.
Oh, really?
How would you like to go?
You did?
Oh, really?
So in a weird turn of events, you go from, this is probably the hardest thing I'm going to face in my life, and that you're going to have 6 months of chemo ahead of you, but right away, it's the difference in the Jimmy Fund is, but we're going to spring training, and how would you like to meet Chris Sale and David Price? So that kind of distraction, that kind of, there's more to this than just your life is over and you're going through treatment, but something to think about tomorrow, who's pitching. This is so exciting. I'm going to spring training. I'm going to meet them. The season's going to be so exciting. It ended up being arguably one of their best seasons ever, but that just distraction, that meeting other kids with who's going through the same
thing. I was
going to
say, you meet kids in the same boat. I mean, you're not alone.
Right, and everyone is just so welcoming and so friendly, and because they know exactly what you're going through, and that no one else can give that kind of firsthand knowledge. So it's really, really special what Lisa does and what all the doctors and nurses do for the trip, but also just obviously saving my life. My doctor, Dr. Billett, all the nurses, but nurse practitioner Andy. Nurse Annie, everyone there is just special.
How are you feeling now?
So just had a scan yesterday, looking good.
Good.
The tumor is kind of still there, but it's kind of just the shell of it. Okay. And to my knowledge, doing very well.
Great. Wow. Going to your...
I know, you look good. You sound good. I mean, you've come out of this so far pretty in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and I
all. You didn't miss school? You're
going to junior year, right?
Yep. So I missed because I had my treatments in the last few months of school. So on my physical treatment days, which were anywhere from 5 days a week to 3 days a week to one, I wouldn't go on those physical days. But
slacker. Well, come on.
But then with the different regimen of anti-nausea drugs, and other stuff like that, was able to actually go to school on the other days.
That's kind of, and you obviously know much more than we would. We've dealt with people in our family, but the way it is now, it seems, in my experience, is if you feel nauseous, they have something for you. If you still feel nauseous, they have something else for you. This, the availability of this versus, you know, 10, 15 years ago is incredible.
Yeah, and it's so strange because in the beginning, it's kind of like, I thought there was one chemo, and you get the chemo, and you get the anti-nausea.
The case.
Right. Yeah. Apparently, it's a little more comprehensive. But, right, it's all trial and error. And so, in the beginning, you're experimenting with different – because there's so many, as you said. You're experimenting with different medicines to combat your nausea, your tiredness. But, my team at the Jimmy Fund was just so good at, okay, this isn't working, so we'll try this. If that's not working perfectly, we'll try this. Because it's both their job to obviously cure me, but my day-to-day is also very relevant. And that was huge, I think.
You're doing so well. I don't think they're going to bring you the spring training next year. Sorry. Hate to break it to you. What was the highlight of that?
I mean, obviously it's meeting the Red Sox and all that, but, like, as I said earlier, just
hang with the kids, right?
Right, yeah. Because there's no other place like that where there's 40 other kids that are going that have already been through, because I was just 2 weeks in.
Right.
That have been through the cloud, that scary what's about to happen because my life is over. How do you tell your friends? How do you go on with life now that your life has just changed dramatically? That is something that is special there, and something that was the biggest takeaway of a very, very amazing trip.
All right. Well, we're glad you're doing well. Look
thank
good.
You sound
good.
You sound great. Have good luck with everything, and have a good junior year.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
No, of course. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.